Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is November the 17th, 2017. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 152 of the Follow English Podcast. Today I'm going to be speaking about how to use critical thinking in conversation classes, or the role of critical thinking in conversation classes. And I was inspired by a discussion I saw on the Brelt page on Facebook. Brelt stands for Brazilian ELT page, so that's English language teaching. And someone asked, what exactly is in a conversation class, or what do other teachers like to do or like to include in the conversation classes? And there were several different answers, and a lot of people with nice ideas, different ideas, and I thought I could add up to this conversation by adding or by talking a little bit about how to use critical thinking in conversation classes. I think critical thinking, the concept, what exactly is critical thinking? Critical thinking is maybe a skill that you have to question every detail of a specific matter. So if you're talking about a specific topic, the ability you have to go deep into it and ask different questions, try to see the matter from different angles. And this is a very basic concept if you think about it, critical thinking. So to think critically about something, basically. And I was reflecting on that matter, and I realized that I do include a lot in my conversation lessons this idea of critical thinking. One, because I think it's a necessary evil to include in your conversation classes if you want to provide your students with the grounds to discuss relevant, interesting, different topics and engage your learners in the discussions. So I think it's very important to come up with realistic topics, topics that matter to your students, topics that somehow affect them, and topics where people can have different opinions and different insights, and you know, you can learn a lot as a teacher from your learners' backgrounds and different experiences that people have, and I think it's really nice to include that in your classes. And sometimes you're talking about a topic that people don't really have or discuss deeply on an everyday basis, but then if you include this idea of going deeper into the questions and trying to think about the appropriate questions to ask your students, I think that's the role of the teacher, the ELT teacher in this case, is to be able to think about different angles and how to ask questions so that your learners will understand you and will engage in the discussion by providing genuine answers, you know, to the questions. So one of these days, I thought I could give you an example. One of these days, when we were turning to the what do you call daylight saving time here in Brazil, that's last month, I guess, I found a video, and as I have a lot of students who want to develop their fluency, so basically I have to find materials to discuss with them in class, I found this interesting video. I think it's something like Daylight Saving Time Explained, something like that. So it's a video of about 4 or 5 minutes where they talk about different possibilities and then I watched the video, and that got me inspired to think about a set of questions and propose different angles to this matter. Like, instead of just are you against or in favor of daylight saving time, like do you like it or do you hate it, or do you what do you think about it, instead of just asking something like that, where most students would probably say something like, oh, I think it's great, we have an extra hour of daylight at the end of the day so we can go to the park and exercise and stuff like that. I thought about asking some questions like, do you really use this time for this kind of situation, for exercising? I mean, do you really actually take advantage of the daylight saving time, or is it simply what people in theory idealize about it? So, oh, okay, I have an extra hour of daylight, so I'm gonna get home and get dressed up appropriately and then go jogging in the park or something like that. So is it really what happens, or are people actually using more energy because they get home and it's summer, it's hot, and then people are using their air conditioning and also using electricity at home, you know? So this is one point. Another point in a way to think critically about this matter is it really worth having it? So if it is, then why not have it the whole year round, all year round? Why not just simply keep it, if it's better to have that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day and not at the beginning of the day? So is it worth maybe keeping it the whole year? And then there was this video that talked about an experience they had in England, in UK. I think it's from 1968 or something up to 71. They kept the daylight saving time all year round. And the experience was that they managed to reduce car accidents and people, victims of car accidents, because the workers, the average worker, would take his car and go back home while it was still daylight, and that reduced dramatically the number of accidents on the streets of London. I don't know if it was just London or the whole country, but anyway. So this is an interesting insight to add into the conversation here. And also, why not 2 hours instead of just 1 hour, if it's really so good? So these are just examples of questions that we normally don't even think about. But if you're doing a lesson on daylight saving time and you want to use this concept of critical thinking, try to propose questions that your students have never actually thought about, so they will have to think and build their opinions in a consistent way. They will have to say why, and why they think like this, why they see it like that. So this is the idea of critical thinking and how to use it in conversation lessons. I could give you many other examples, but this is a recent one. This lesson on daylight saving time. I also adapt a lot the materials I find, because sometimes I have learners of different levels, and then I like to, instead of simply not doing or using one specific video just with one level of students or learners, I prefer to try to, in some cases, pre-teach vocab, and then, to help them understand the video, or sometimes even use subtitles in English, of course, during the video, so that they can actually at least talk about the topic and discuss in a deeper way, So this is it for today. I hope I'm reaching some ELT professionals as well, not only learners. And critical thinking is a great thing to have in life, Not only in ELT or in your classes, but also whenever something comes up, some problem, some decision you have to make comes up, and to think about the issue from different perspectives, from different angles, and to make sure that you have thought about all the possibilities and you have made the right decision. So this is it for today. I'd like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.com. www.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list in case you want to get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can send your emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions, or if you want to make a comment about the topics or this topic. And thank you for listening, and I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.